This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
So great to have you guys up here. So Louisa, maybe you can start and tell us, how did you two meet and how long have you been married for?
Thank you, Hope. Apologise if you're hearing this for the third time. As mentioned before, we met through church, through Tongan Church, and we got married in 1999, so we've been married for 19 years now. Yeah,
that's awesome. And can you tell us, what have been some of the greatest joys of your marriage?
I think for us now, we've been blessed with 6 kids. That's a gift of God for us. That they bring us a lot of joy and challenges as well, but they are a great joy. And also just being able to be partnering in serving God, serving His people, and serving our family as well. So they're the things that bring joy to us. Yeah.
6 kids, that's so awesome. Seti, maybe you could share with us what has been one of the hardest parts of your marriage or experiences of your marriage, and how has that grown you?
I think it's working.
It's working? Good.
Yeah, okay. I think with marriage, like with anything else, there are, you know, different seasons. I remember about 18 months ago, maybe even more, I had left, you know, my previous ministry role, and, you know, I just felt that God was calling me to something else. I'd been involved in that kind of capacity for a number of years. And not knowing, you know, like, you know, where the Lord was leading me to, what He was preparing me for, you know, being a husband and a father, provider of the family, a lot of that uncertainty, you know, dealing with that, wrestling with that, that season was just leaning into God and asking Him for His wisdom and His guidance. And there were times where it was difficult, you know. I walked not away from ministry, but I'd finished from that role and I was working in numerous other, you know, jobs. And I was convicted, you know, like in my heart, that the Lord wanted me to work in full-time ministry. And I just didn't know what that looked like. So that really challenged me to be patient, to trust Him, and just keep on, you know, depending on Him. And as we were, you know, working through that as a family, that challenged, you know, like, you know me. That helped me to grow in my own, you know, like prayer life with Louisa as well as the kids, as we were all seeking God's wisdom and direction in that area. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. And can you share with us, over the last 19 years, how have you continued to nurture intimacy in your marriage?
Yeah, I love reading the Bible with Louisa, making it, you know, like, you know, a part of our weekly schedule. I find that, you know, there are a few things, you know, like, you know, that you do in life as a married couple that brings intimacy. And for me, that's one of them, you know, to have God's word opened up and to have Him speak to us and, you know, just have that applied in our lives, you know, that's actually drawn us closer together. And we've done that more and more over the years as we go on to, you know, the 20th year of our marriage, 27th of February. Next year, yeah.
And with people that have nearly 20 years of marriage under your belt, you know, what advice can you give to people who are just starting out in their marriage or have just been married for, you know, less years than that? Louisa?
Okay. I think my advice for me as a wife is just being prayerful. Because you can't do everything, you can't change things for other people. So being prayerful, praying for him, for Seti, praying for the kids, and just seeking God's wisdom and His grace. We're so blessed with a God who is full of grace. And as you have many kids and you're both aging and getting old, your patience started to run a bit low sometimes, so you to seek God's wisdom and grace to help you, and just loving and giving. I know it's easier just to take, but in marriage you got to give and take. So you got to love genuinely, not to be rewarded or get, yeah, for what you're doing, but just serving God by serving your family. And that's my, yeah, that's how I operate.
Great. Anything to add, Seti?
No.
No. Awesome. Thanks so much for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Let's give them a clap.